Are you thinking about taking a leap from a more traditional career to the world of entrepreneurship? Have you thought about how your daily life might change? Have you talked it through with your partner or your spouse? And also, just generally speaking, where do you even start? In this episode, I'm going to give you some questions to ask yourself and some things to think about if you are considering a career shift.
Welcome to Start Your Sustainable Fashion Brand. I'm Shannon Lohr, the founder and CEO of Factory 45, the online business school for sustainable fashion brands. Whether you're looking for business strategy, marketing tips, or a 10-minute pep talk, this is the podcast for fashion entrepreneurs who want to take action, pursue their passion, and make waves in the fashion industry. Let's get started.
Okay, so there are a few things to think about here. Actually, I have seven things, so I'm going to go through each one. First, you'll want to decide if you should quit your day job or your current career. If that's still up in the air for you and you're not sure what to do, I have a whole separate episode called Should You Quit Your Day Job to Start Your Fashion Brand that I'll link to in the show notes below. Take a listen to that if you're on the fence about what to do. Also, the advice I give is probably not what you think it's going to be. Number two, the next thing you'll want to decide if you do decide to keep your current job or your current career while you launch your startup is if you should tell your boss, your manager, or your coworkers that you're starting your own business. I talk about this in the same episode I just mentioned, but obviously everyone's situation is going to be different. I feel like in the current state of the world, though, most companies are okay with their employees having a side hustle or a creative project they're working on as long as it doesn't affect their work. Again, this is situational, so you want to make sure there won't be any repercussions if you do tell someone. You also want to make sure there won't be any repercussions if you don't tell anyone and then someone finds out via social media or word of mouth. Sometimes a casual chat with your HR department, if you have one, can help you figure this out. The third thing you'll want to figure out is if your spouse or partner is on board with you starting a business. This is a really important conversation to have because if you do go down the road of entrepreneurship, then other things in your life, like free time and disposable income, will likely be sacrificed. If you have kids, for example, is your partner willing to take on more of the childcare responsibilities on, let's say, a Saturday afternoon so you can work on your business? Is your partner going to be okay with seeing less of you in the evenings if that's when you have time to work on your brand? Do you have a joint bank account or separate accounts? Will your partner be okay with you spending money on initial startup costs that will help you get your brand off the ground? Or are they going to see it as a waste of money? A supportive partner, even if they're not fully invested or fully get it, is imperative to your long-term success as a business owner. And to be honest, this doesn't change as your business grows. Nearly a decade into entrepreneurship, I still need to lean on my husband to take the baby some afternoons so I can get work done. Actually, as we speak, that just happened. He put her down for a nap so that I could record this podcast episode. So you'll want to make sure that you have a partner that you are able to lean on during this time of tumultuous entrepreneurship. On that note, you'll want to identify open hours and create a schedule. What do your day-to-day commitments look like? Do you commute to a 9-to-5 job that will require you to dedicate your evenings and maybe your weekends to building your brand? Do you have a more flexible schedule that allows you to work from home and complete business-related tasks in between the responsibilities of your quote-unquote real job? Are your weekdays packed with childcare, after-school activities, grocery shopping, meal prep, and the other commitments that come with running a home and a family? To successfully make the transition into entrepreneurship, you'll need to sit down, look at your daily schedule, and identify the open hours or blocks of time that you can dedicate to working on your brand. That time should be worked into your schedule and put on your calendar, just like any commitment would be, so that it's blocked off. The fifth thing is to create a budget for your business. Maybe you have a disposable income each month where a percentage of it can be allocated to startup costs. Maybe you've saved up a chunk of money over the years because you knew that you always wanted to start a business and this was the funding you put together for it. Again, if you have a partner or spouse that has joint ownership of your finances, you'll want to have a conversation about budgeting, expectations, and how much you expect everything to cost. I have a whole separate episode called How Much Does It Cost to Start a Sustainable Fashion Brand? It's episode 36, so I'll link to that in the show notes below. The sixth thing you'll want to do in pivoting from a traditional career to fashion entrepreneurship is to start networking and attending industry events. Connect with other fashion entrepreneurs in your local area, take online workshops or classes, attend in-person and online events that allow you to really immerse yourself in the industry and make connections with people who are doing or have done the same thing you want to do. You can kick this off right now, actually, by registering for the Fashion Business Summit that we're hosting on January 26th. It's a one-day event that will give you the opportunity to hear from other fashion founders about how they started their brands. And we'll be covering topics like starting a fashion brand while working a day job, running a brand while raising kids, creating a fashion brand with no fashion background, and lots of other relevant topics. So I'll pop the registration link into the show notes, but you can register for the Fashion Business Summit at factory45.co/summit. And set number seven, the final advice I have for making this transition from career to entrepreneurship is to set realistic expectations. What do I mean by that? If you're starting your own business while also keeping your day job, then it's important to have realistic expectations about your progress, how long things will take, your timeline, and benchmarks. If you're working and or have a family to raise, then of course things are going to take longer than if you were, you know, dedicating all of your time to your startup. Give yourself grace. Know that everything always takes longer than you expect it to. But that's why it's also so important to start before you're ready. I've seen so many Factory 45 alumni successfully make the transition from a traditional career to entrepreneurship. They'll all say it wasn't necessarily easy, but it was definitely worth it. Speaking of career changes, again, we're hosting the Fashion Business Summit on January 26th, and one of the main speakers will be talking about how she runs her brand while working full-time, going to grad school, and pursuing a corporate career. She has a lot of wisdom, lessons learned, and experience to share on this topic, so come hear what she has to say. You can register to attend the summit for free at factory45.co/summit. The link is in the show notes below. This is the industry event to kick off 2023 as a fashion entrepreneur, so make sure to be there.